Welcome back. I needed to digest what I was eating. That's why I called for the short break, so that I myself can digest what the man of God is giving me to eat. It's been very lovely and interesting here in the studio. We know questions are already coming up, and please, we want to have your questions. Because that's why we are studying. That's why we are students. Anything that is confusing to us, we ask so that we can be properly established. So some numbers are displayed on the screen right now. You could send your questions to those numbers through the text messages or through WhatsApp. And be sure every question that you ask concerning this topic, please, concerning this topic, what happened in Eden, we are going to take every question to the pastor and you get a due answer. So please, we want you to send your questions to the number on the screen.
They can even come on our Monday.
Yes, you can also call
evening live of question and answers. Every or Monday. Any of our live question and answer sessions in the church. We'll be glad to answer them.
As the pastor has said, our Monday question and answer with Pastor Moses.
Yes.
You can call in and ask your questions. Or whenever we are doing question and answer in the church on any Friday service, feel free to ask this question. But please, any question you have concerning this topic or even any other topic, feel free to ask the pastor. He's there to answer you. Amen.
The much high know. I will answer the much high know. Because I don't know everything.
Wow, sir. In fact, I've eaten so much, I don't know where to start from anymore. Because this food you've given me this evening is so it's so heavy. I need to digest it more. Okay, sir, you've said so much. The eating is clear. The trees are the sources of life.
Source of life.
Tree of life, source of life.
Yes.
And you asked the question, you know, ironically. You said if it is sex act, when we get to heaven,
are we going to have sex with a tree?
With a tree. So the source of life is clear. You've given John 6, John 5, and then the source of knowledge of good and evil, the spirit of error. So in essence, you're speaking of the spirit of truth.
And the spirit of
and
error.
And the spirit of error. Mm. And Adam and Eve listened. Okay, so questions like this will come up. What was the role of the serpent?
The serpent was the medium, the channel that Satan, Lucifer, that devil, that spirit of error passed through. He was inspired. It was an inspiration. The inspiration that goes with knowledge. Feared words, smart, subtlety. And remember that the serpent was specially chosen because among all the animals, from what we could see that he was an animal that had the ability with a vocal cord to speak to man.
That's true.
So it means it must be an animal that had the ability to discuss with man. It was an upright animal. Certainly, because if the curse, there were other animals that were crawling.
Amen.
Before serpent.
Wow.
So there were certainly species of snakes. Snakes were created.
Wow.
You know, and so he was only reduced, apart from snakes, there are other crawling things.
That's true.
So he was reduced to a crawling animal. He was not reduced to a snake.
Wow.
He was reduced to one of the crawling animals. And for him, and it was a curse that brought him there. I mean, an upright person now beginning to crawl. It would just be like Nebuchadnezzar, a king that went into the bush
like an
and
animal.
Then became like an animal. You know, it is.
Okay. Sir, this will cause, there will be a lot of questions from this topic, I know so. Okay, that was the role of the serpent to preach.
It was just a medium. And like I said, you know, that's why it is a mystery. The mystery of iniquity. What is mysterious about it? The mystery about it is not that Satan, let's see it, you know. What was he telling her?
That's true, sir.
Because we have not gotten to that.
Yes, sir. What was it telling her?
Yes. What was that animal telling Eve? The result is what we know.
Okay. The sex act, yes, was the result.
It told her about how, you know, the body you have, sex is pleasurable.
Hmm.
Sex for pleasure is what he introduced to her. Innocent man and woman, they wouldn't know what that was all about before the time came for them to understand what is happening about their body, their sexual. Of course, they will know at the appropriate time, you know, nature, just like an animal. You don't need, an animal does not, is not taught sex education.
Amen.
But when it's time for mating, they know how to come together. It's something mating God season. Has designed. It's a mating season. Man, too, will have a mating season like the animals. But here we are in our reduced man. Woman taught us sex for pleasure. And the reason why he brought us sex for pleasure is so that the woman will be loosed. You will not stay true to only one man anymore. You can now be loosed. And then anybody can have his way. But now, so what was it? He now, because he has to prove that it is for pleasure. For the woman to say, yeah, it is so. And they went and told the husband. I mean, I'm paraphrasing what that story is saying. She confirmed that it was good for pleasure. She ate and confirmed that it was good for pleasure. She understood it. And the only way you can confirm is that you tested it. And you confirmed it. And because of it, she also offered that same knowledge. This thing is pleasurable. I confirm it. And the serpent must have taught her about it. But in so doing, planted a seed inside of her. That's where the mystery is. Serpent, Satan, was not interested in inspiring him to sleep with Eve, or inspiring it, the animal, to sleep with Eve. He's not interested in it. He has an agenda, and it is a mystery. What is the agenda? The agenda that Satan had. The result of what I'm saying is what gives us this understanding. That's why we call it mystery of iniquity. What is the mystery of iniquity? It is that hidden truth that of how Satan broke into mankind and had his way and reduced us to what we are today. How did he do it? By injecting animal nature in us. He injected animal nature into mankind so that he can come and inspire that animal nature that is in man and cause man to act, behave, and live like animal to his bidding. He's hiding there. That's why it is mysterious. That's why it is a mystery. But there's a spirit that's pushing us to do whatever we are doing. He staged it so that through that animal, he will plant his seed into the womb of Eve. Man too, Adam, will come also and plant his seed in the womb of that same woman. The same womb with two seeds planted there. They will all grow. In the course of time, these seeds, through marriage and the rest, they will cross and then produce what we have today. All manner of, mankind eventually with time will now all be infected by this animal nature, be corrupted by this animal nature, such that Satan can now anoint us to live like animals in the wild. Animal is only animal that kill another animal for food. But man is killing man. And it's not even killing man for food. although it has reduced now to man, is even killing man and eating. And all the evil that is going on today to fellow man. Man does will not see man now as one family from Eve and Adam and Eve. That's where we come from. Now he has divided us through that nature he put inside of us. Therefore, it necessitated a new birth. That is why you must be born again. A process that God uses the mystery of godliness to settle,
to counter
it.
Wow. So you've just given the summary of
That is it. Because if I break it down, I mean, this is all the picture to bring. If there's any other further question, then I can elaborate.
All
but that
as
is the
result
picture.
Of listening.
All listening.
To the spirit of error.
Yes.
So whenever Satan is preaching to us today, exactly. He has an agenda.
He has an agenda.
Not just because he wants us to feel all right.
So don't think that the motivational speakers and all these false preachers that you see all around and that are going around, to them, they don't know the effect of what they are doing. To them, they even believe they are preaching the gospel because they are making you understand the word of God. Was it not the word of God that the serpent was tearing down for Eve? No, you don't understand. You will not surely die. You are hearing the kind of sermon they are preaching. It doesn't matter. No. God is a good God. Stop scaring people with hell and hellfire. No. God is not partial. God loves gay. God loves lesbian. God loves homosexual. God love the person it is, the act that he doesn't like, but he loves you. You see how subtly they put it? So go ahead. In fact, what you see is my own nature that is working. It's not me anymore. You see, I'm breaking it down. The tree of knowledge
of good and evil.
And so there are people that are now thinking they are serving God and not knowing that preacher is anointed by the devil. He doesn't even know it. To carry out an agenda of Satan. What is it? To make you as godless as possible. To make you far from the truth as possible. To just give you enough religion so that you will think that God is with you. And then there's an anointing that backs it up. And they're thinking that it's an anointing from God. And as they're doing it, they're prospering. You see? Well, until they now teach that godliness is gain. Apostle Paul was fighting that when you were telling Timothy that you should separate yourself from those who teach that the evidence that God is with you is that you will prosper. That is serpent preaching. Now you have prosperity preachers everywhere that boast. God is with them. They receive a commission. And that blah, blah, blah. Serpent receive a commission. But from who? So that is exactly what is happening in Christendom today. Okay. It is a mystery. And until God opens your eye to see this mystery, you will be exhorting Satan and thinking you're exhorting God.
Okay. Before we would call it a day, I noticed something. Because definitely we'll be having a second part to this.
Yeah, we only look at mystery of iniquity.
Yes, sir.
We have not looked at the mystery of godliness.
Yes, sir. So watch out for the mystery of godliness next week. But before then, sir, before I would release you, to go and study more because questions are coming. Why was her name changed from woman to Eve? Most times we always say...
The name woman is Adam that gave.
Yes, sir.
In Genesis chapter 2.
Yes, sir.
Verse 23 and 24.
Yes, sir. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman.
She shall be called woman. Read on.
Okay.
Verse 24.
Verse 24. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife. Mm-hmm. And they shall be one flesh. Mm-hmm. And they were both naked, the man and his wife.
So woman here is Adam that named after the creation.
Yes, sir.
Because she was taken from man. That means woman literally will now mean part of man.
Man. Yes, sir.
Woman means part of man.
Yes, sir.
Part of man.
Yes, sir.
Therefore, you become one because you are part of me.
Okay.
But when you go to chapter 3, verse 20.
Okay.
After the fall.
Okay. And Adam called his wife's name Eve.
Uh-huh.
Because she was the mother of all living.
Now, so Eve now means a source of life.
Mm.
You know.
Life giver.
A life giver. Uh-huh. Thank you very much. That's what it means. A life giver. Because now It's from you now. All, both the good and the bad life, all came out from mother of all living. But Adam is not, he still remains Adam. He's not the father of all living. Wow. Because he's not the father of all living.
Okay. Okay, well, we'll come back next time. We still have some questions from you.
Yes.
Because you are just saying Adam is not the father of all living.
No, no, certainly.
So I will keep the people in suspense.
We will prove it that he's not the father of all living.
He's not the father of all living.
In fact, he's not the father of Cain.
Okay, he's not the father of Cain.
Yes.
Well, watch out for the next part of this particular topic, which says what happened in Eden. Watch out for part two. Because from the questions you sent to us, and from the questions I have, and from the heavy statements that this man of God here is making, I'm sure a lot of questions will come up. So we are going to fire him these questions next time we meet. This is Rapture Watch. We thank our pastor very much for coming to, in fact, impart us with this revelation. And I hope you've eaten this sweet apple, and I hope you digest it properly and receive eternal life. This is Bright TV. From all of us in the Bright TV studio, we say shalom to the bride of Christ. Keep watching Bright TV. God bless you.